This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Attorney General defends his handling of the special counsel's Russia report. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Attorney General William Barr is standing by his decision to release a four-page letter summarizing principal conclusions in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. In a statement, the Justice Department says Barr's summary letter was not intended to be an exhaustive recounting of the investigation. The Mueller report totals nearly 400 pages. Barr is working with Mueller's office on redactions with an eye on releasing the entire report in mid-April. On Wednesday, House Democrats approved subpoenas for Mueller's entire report and any other evidence possessed by the Justice Department. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The family of a 24-year-old American passenger killed in the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet is suing Boeing. AP's Ed Donahue.
Sammy Astumo's father, Michael, says this should not happen to anyone again.
I stood on that Ethiopian agricultural field with my family, looking at the crater, feeling her.
Sammy Astumo is the great-niece of consumer advocate and former presidential candidate Ralph Nader.
An aircraft manufacturer, no matter what its past safety record, is not allowed to or more free disasters.
The lawsuit accuses Boeing of haphazardly rushing the 737 MAX 8 to market. Boeing is facing several other suits, claiming the flight control system was defective and that Boeing failed to warn airlines about it or fully train pilots. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told NATO foreign ministers Thursday the 29-nation alliance must alter its approach to developing threats throughout the world. Pompeo delivered the remarks to the foreign ministers as they met in Washington for a second day to commemorate the 70th anniversary of NATO. This is VOA News. The U.S. president and the vice premier of China confirmed Thursday that while significant progress has been made, there is no new trade agreement yet between the world's two largest economies. From the Oval Office, President Trump talked about the magnitude of a deal with China.
It's a massive deal. Could be one of the, I guess it is if you think about it, the biggest deal ever made. There can't be a deal like this. No matter where you look, there can't be a deal like this. This is the granddaddy of them all. And we'll see if it happens. It's got a very, very good chance of happening. I think that it will be great for both countries.
And alongside the president was Chinese Vice Premier Li Yuhe. President Trump says he has another idea for pushing Mexico to ramp up efforts at stemming illegal immigration across the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says if Mexico does not do more to stop the migrant flow, he'll put tariffs on cars produced there.
That'll be a very powerful incentive.
And less drastic than last week's threat to close the U.S.-Mexico border. Since then, he'd praised Mexico for doing more. He's also now threatening tariffs if Mexico does not stop illegal drugs from coming into the U.S.
We're going to give him a one-year warning.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Congress voted Thursday to end U.S. participation in the war in Yemen. It gives President Trump a bipartisan rebuke of his foreign policy. The House passed that resolution 247 to 175 with 16 Republicans joining majority Democrats. The Senate passed that resolution last month. The vote marks the first time in history that Congress invoked the 1973 War Powers Act, which says a president cannot involve U.S. forces in a foreign conflict without the consent of Congress. Add another name to the crowded field of Democratic presidential candidates. This time it is the moderate congressman from the state of Ohio, Tim Ryan. He announced Thursday he's joining the race. Ryan is 45 and has represented northeastern Ohio, an area that voted for President Trump's party since 2002. Ryan is barely known nationally, or was barely known nationally, until 2016. That is when he challenged Nancy Pelosi for the key position of House Democratic leader, saying it was time to bring new blood to the party. The U.S. government granted waivers to just 6% of visa applicants subject to its travel ban on a handful of countries during the first 11 months of the ban. That's according to new data reviewed by Reuters. The Trump administration officials have pointed to the waiver process embedded in the travel ban as proof it was not motivated by an animus towards Muslims. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.